Hi.
Hiya, sorry, the call cut out then.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that till you called back. I don't know what happened there. Sorry.
That was on my end then.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry. Are you trying to get the number? Sorry, did you say?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah, that's okay, no worries.
And my son obviously works really hard, and he'll probably be the manager. So
Yeah.
I can't be certain that he'll get back to me right away. But
Oh, that's fine, no stress.
if I don't get the number from my son, I can always phone my daughter anyway. She's quite
Yeah.
good at answering, so I'll also message her when I'm on the line.
Yeah, no, that's okay, no worries. Just when if they reply, just let me know. I'll pop it back on the file for you. That's okay.
Okay, no problem.
So just continue with your application. So are you so the name prior before care, so you go by the McQuaid and the Queen. So I've got that on there for you. Would you be able to get your mother and father's name?
Yeah, my mother's name is the same as mine, but obviously it's just Jacqueline McQuaid.
The exact same, yeah?
Yeah. And my father's name, who's now passed away, he passed away last year, and that's James Queen.
And did you know the name of the GP surgery or the hospital that you attended while you were in care?
When I was younger, it was the GP that, I mean, it was always based down in, because I mean, I went through this when I was like before I was even in care
Yeah.
in the presence of my own family home. So I used to run away a lot
Yeah.
because of it. So in all honesty, I don't know. I just got to. I mean, I didn't. I was registered with doctors, but I didn't actually physically go and see any until I got
Yeah.
older.
What council would they be under?
So it would be Glasgow. It would be Glasgow,
Yeah.
yeah.
Do you have like a general area where it would have been
Yeah, it
or?
would be the West End of Glasgow. It would be, so if it's for anything to do with myself, it's going, the doctors, I mean, I can give you a list of the doctor's surgery where I was registered. Obviously there
Yeah.
was a, so I
As
was
quick as
registered.
you can, yeah, that'll help, thank you.
That's fine. So I was registered at it was the practice in, is it Woodside, I think it's called. It's just at George's Cross at the other end of Maryhill.
Was that Woodside, did you say?
Yeah. So I was
Nice.
registered there. The main doctors I was registered with when I lived, with my grandmother and things like
Yeah.
that during the time was Drumchapel Health Centre. My doctor at the time was Dr. Singh. The reason being why I didn't really elaborate on what I was going through was
Yeah.
because this doctor ended up under investigation for the death of one of his patients. And then that's when I kind of I moved again, and I was back out in West Lothian area. And at
Yeah.
the time, it was the social work that was my guardians. And I never got any information about, doctors or anything like that. And with all due respect,
Yeah.
considering everything I was going through, I was perfectly healthy right up until I was 17. And I think that's when everything took its toll and I ended up really badly asthmatic with bad anxiety.
Yeah.
And that's been ongoing ever since.
Just caught up, yeah.
And obviously, as I did explain, I'm on ADP for that.
Yeah.
And I've been on that for some time, and I've been on the sick since far back as I can remember, which that really affected me as well, because I always wanted to work, and I always wanted to work with people in mental health and young adolescents who'd
Yeah.
also been through what I had. And I did go to college. I studied my health and social care. I'd done my psychology. I'd done all of that, but there was always something getting in the way, and I just felt like if I'm now 42, I'm expecting again, and I just want to get as much done as I can. And yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I remember with the first abuse, I got a flashback of this, like, when this first bedress thing came up, and I just remember I was taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
That was St. John's Hospital, I'm positive it was.
St. John's.
Yeah, and that was to get a basically internal scan and things like that because of the abuse I'd went through, and they thought I was going to be pregnant. And
yeah.
I was only like 13 at the time, 14.
Obviously, it's very, very difficult. So, like I said, at any point, if you need to just take a breath or anything, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. I will just let you know that I will need to, because I've got, I was meant to be at my midwife in a scan today, but they were rescheduling the appointment anyway, but I need to call them just to get the date. So,
yeah,
I would need some more to do that, but I'm more than happy to pick up the call afterwards.
Yeah, perfect. No worries. So the next, so just need to write down now your care settings, so you just be able to name where you were and dates. Obviously, I know you said you were back and forth, so just a general overview of it.
I don't know the exact dates, but I can certainly give you as much information as I can.
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you. Time of year. So the first one was Uphill Children's Home in West Lothian.
Uphill, excuse me.
Uphill, yeah. U for Umbrella.
Yeah.
C for Papa.
Yeah.
A-L-L.
So it's Uphill, yeah?
Yes.
Is that just what was the full name? Is it just that, or?
Yeah, it's just Uphill Children's Home. I mean, it has been a long time. They could have changed it by now, but I doubt it.
Okay. And was that the first one?
That was the first one I was taken to, yeah. But I was under social work for a long time prior to that. Since I was really young, like, I mean, me and my brother, was only 6 years between me and my brother. He's passed away now. He was in the system too.
Yeah.
So, that was the first one I went to. But, as I said, still under social work from a very young age.
So what age were you when you were in this one?
I got taken there, and I remember the other dates perfectly. I got taken there when I was 13.
Yeah.
So, 12, 13 it was, because I went to my grandmother's round about the same age. So it must have been about 12.
Yeah.
And then I was passed about a little bit there, went to my grandmother's. So, yeah, it would have been about 12, 13 if you say. But I'm thinking more 12, because I know I was at my grandmother's at 13.
Yeah. So was your placement back with your grandmother and that children's home all under the social care?
The Uphill, Baskey and St Mary's Secure Unit was all through social work.
All through that, okay.
So was my grandmother's. It was just like a foster care home, only it was a relative.
Yeah. Are there any others, or is it so the social care when you're younger and then
children's home? So there was Uphill, that was the first one. Then I went to Bathgate Children's Home.
How do you spell that one, sorry?
Bathgate, that's Bath, and then just gate, but it's all the one word.
No worries, thank you. And when was that one?
I went there pretty much immediately, because they said it was for favouritism, because my aunt was a chef.
Oh, yeah.
And I got put there very quickly. And I was there for quite some time, however. Obviously, my stay here was interrupted by the transfer to my grandmother's back to my grandmother's again. And then on my 15th birthday, I got 2 years in a young offenders for things that my mum had threw on my lap. And I didn't get out till I was 17. But it was mainly for running away and things like that. I don't think they understood just everything I was going through until the end.
Yeah. So did you say that it's something to do with your mum that you went there? What was that?
Sorry?
Did you say something about your mum then, with the fact that you went there?
My mum was, let's just say, not the fittest. I went through a lot with her She was also an addict, and my father was an alcoholic. So their presence there was pretty much non-existent.
Yeah.
My mum was always in the room, basically not being able to function due to being under the influence all the time.
Yeah.
Which meant I couldn't attend school, and I had to make sure that the house was in order. My brother was okay. My brother was taken to school. So from the age of 8, and I'm not even exaggerating, the age of 8, I was trying to run a house, get my brother to school, tidy the house, make sure my mum was okay. When all my friends were going out together, I was sitting in a hospital, you know, making sure she was okay and visiting. It got to a stage I was there that much that one of the staff there used to put account taxis on for me because I was there all the time. Yeah.
They kind of took you in as well a bit there then as well.
Yeah, and then obviously I loved school. I wanted to go. That was affected too though because my mother being an addict, she used to put drugs in my pocket and send me to school with them. And then the people that would try and obtain these drugs would then, she would send them to me, and I was getting so embarrassed and scared that I ended up putting it all in my locker and running away from the school. And then my mum gave me a beating of a lifetime because I'd lost the key. She shouldn't have gave me something like that in the first place.
No.
So I have been through a lot. And then obviously due to the family name and what she'd done, I was getting it from left, right and centre.
Yeah.
Especially because we had the same name, which is a reason why I wanted to change it back to my birth name, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so it wasn't the same. That's understandable.
Yeah, exactly, just to separate us, but... It's one of the things I guess I didn't get to. And to be honest, I still feel like I carry a lot of that baggage still today.
Yeah.
And I do. But she's now moved to Carlisle with my two nephews. But even at that, I mean, me and my partner was on Facebook one day and she's changed her name to, because it used to be CKIE for the both of Jackie's. But she was doing a lot, try to apply for credit in my name when I was working younger. I was always my dream just to work, as I told you, young adolescents, things like that. And then I went for a job, and I got the job. I was working full time, and the next thing I went and found it was a Monday book, because this is how far back I'm going. And it was in my name, and I was absolutely livid because I went, you could get me into a lot of trouble, because if they feel like I'm working and claiming, that's against the law. So I was actually really lucky. Nothing came of it. And I did obviously continue to work, but my placements and work weren't lasting well because my issues with anxiety and things weren't addressed. And sometimes I was having to travel by bus and it wasn't working out, which was a shame because I could have really made something of myself. And I think that's why I chose to go back to college so late in life to do what I did, because I thought I need something for me, because I didn't get to do my exams in school or anything. It wasn't until I went to the secure unit that basically let me do my modules there. But again, even though I passed them, I just felt really embarrassed to have to turn around and say, oh, you know what, I did my modules while I was in a secure unit, you know. So I just kind of, I went to college, done my psychology, my health and social care and things like that, and then obviously I felt like that's something for me. And I was about 34, 35 when I'd done that. It was just leading up to the pandemic times, and I was transferred down to London to work in the hospitals down there, because my daughter was born with a cleft palate, and I started doing the training to get her home. So to cut a long story short, I was down there, and when I returned back to Scotland, even though I'd done all the studying and I'd got my qualifications, because the laws are slightly different down south to Scotland, they wanted me to go back and sit my HND and HNC again here, which is still an open opportunity for me. The man that I worked with, I mean, he had me as a head mental health assessor, the counsellor up there, and he's held my position. As far as I know, it's still there, but obviously you can't keep it forever. So I don't know if it would still be there, because it has been a long time, but that was the opportunity I was gave. But duty, once again, obviously, I mean, I took no well. My brother had just died, and there was just a lot going on at the time, so I never got to go and do the course, but I mean, I could still go and do it. But obviously,
there's an opportunity that's there for you.
Definitely.
But it's something to take at your own pace, isn't it?
Yeah, but now that I'm 42, I'm just feeling like time could be running out. I've got another little one on the way. And so I just thought if I could get this deal sorted out with yourselves, this is going to help me release a lot that I've been holding in as
get
well.
Get the recognition that you deserve.
Yeah, exactly. And then hopefully I can
yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
So the ones I've got now on here, so I've got a Poor Children's Home and then the Young Offenders and the Bus. I don't think I spelled that one right, won't I? from 13 to 15, yeah. And what areas were they, just so I can
Uphill is an area, so that's where that was, and it's in West Lothian. Bathgate, also an area. That's just beside Blackburn, again, in West Lothian. My grandmother's was Talent Road in Drumchapel, Glasgow, and the secure unit was in Bishop Briggs.
Bishop Briggs.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just a couple more questions now. So, did you apply to the advance payment scheme?
To the what, sorry?
Advance payment scheme.
No, I don't know anything about that.
No worries. Just to check, I've got everything on here now. So have you received any relevant payments as criminal injuries, compensation, anything?
No.
Do you have any criminal convictions for anything where you spent more than 5 years?
No. I did have something, it was just driving, because I had got an ongoing case for compensation where I was, let's say, heavily abused by my ex-partner. And it was put on hold because there was a lot of confusion there because my mother used to use that name, and it was like back and forth, because we had the same name, which also wanted to change my name because I was and that was what held everything up as well, because it was coming back, it was me when it wasn't. And even though
I'm a lot of grace.
Then when I was going to court, and even though they were saying this is not the female that we detained on the day of question, I mean, that still comes up on file, so there's no getting away from it, you know.
Yeah.
However, it did get cleared up in the end, and I have been informed that I'm just waiting on the decision to come out now, but that's been 7 years.
Yeah, that's okay, no worries. So the next section now is the statement section, so just talking about anything that happened to you in each of the settings. So if you're ready to...
I feel like I need to take a deep breath. Is it okay if maybe I make the calls I need to reschedule these appointments?
Yeah, no,
I'll
of course
up
you
just
can.
To kind of prepare myself a little.
Yeah, of course you can. So take as much time as you need. So I can give you a call back if you want, or you can call me, or I can pop you in the diary at a certain time or date.
Whatever works best for yourself.
It's what works best for you, whenever you're ready.
Oh, I appreciate it. That's lovely. Thank you. It shouldn't take me long to reschedule these appointments. I'd say maybe half an hour, maybe 45 minutes, if that's okay.
Yeah. Tell you what, if I...
Or even an hour. I don't know what you're thinking.
Yeah. Thinking 2 o'clock, would that be okay?
Do you know what? That's absolutely perfect. To get me to prepare myself as well.
Just grab yourself to... anything you're ready for. Obviously it's just a conversation, we'll just speak about it. I write it all down, you don't have to see it. It's just, but yeah, just when you're ready, that's okay.
I appreciate it, you've been lovely, thank you so much.
Okay.
And I'll see you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Right, thanks, speak soon, bye.